What a beautiful spring day we've been given. It is an honor and a blessing to be able to share a message with you this morning that I've created. And so I have kind of written it, so I apologize in advance as I read my message here. So good morning, friends in Christ. Today we have three remarkable readings that call us back to Easter moments and encourage us into paths of our future. Today's scripture readings from Acts, from 1 John, and from Luke invite us to reflect on the transformative power of faith and the journey from doubt to belief. In our gospel reading from Luke, we encounter the disciples in a state of disbelief and confusion. Even after hearing reports of Jesus' resurrection, they struggle to accept what they cannot understand. In this passage, we witness a profound moment of revelation as Jesus appears to his disciples after his resurrection. The disciples, still reeling from the events of Jesus' crucifixion, are overcome with disbelief and confusion. In their midst, Jesus stands, bearing the marks of suffering, yet radiating with the undeniable presence of new life. How often do we find ourselves in a similar place of doubt and uncertainty? It's okay to question, to wrestle with our faith, to seek understanding. Doubt is a natural part of the journey towards deeper faith. At camp, we often meet campers and guests that are in a state of questioning and doubting. Indeed, it is an incredible story, and many questions are formed as to its validity. I believe we too, even long-term believers, find ourselves in a place of questioning and doubt, especially in the face of hardship. When you experience great personal loss, the death of a parent, a spouse, a child, a friend, a loved one. When environment takes away the security of belongings, fire, flood, drought, war, and disaster. Where is God in these moments? How do we have faith in the face of pain? We are reminded in the passage of 1 John of the incredible love that God has lavished upon us. We are called children of God, beloved and cherished beyond measure. The love is not contingent on our ability to fully comprehend or believe. It is freely given, unconditional, and unwavering. As we embrace God's love, we find the courage to confront our doubts and our fears, knowing that we are held in the embrace of His divine grace. But here we encounter the disciples experiencing feelings of doubt and questioning after that first Easter day. Jesus' first words to His disciples are ones of reassurance: "Peace be with you." In these simple yet profound words, Jesus offers his disciples the gift of peace, a peace that transcends understanding and calms troubled hearts of those who behold him. It is a peace that flows from the knowledge of Christ's victory over death, a victory that promises new life and hope for all those who believe. At camp, we strive to provide an environment that lives out these words, where campers and guests can come and experience peace, to be accepted without expectation, to question, to talk, to seek greater understanding, not only about God's story, but about their own, and the impact that Jesus' sacrifice has on their own lives, to know that they have new life in Christ. But it takes faith, and faith takes time and trust and questioning. This is why Christ greets his disciples after that first Easter. But Jesus' appearance is not merely a spectacle to be marveled at. It is a call to action. He invites his disciples to behold his hands and his feet, to witness the reality of his resurrection. In doing so, he challenges them to move beyond their doubt and uncertainty and embrace the truth of his victory over death. In the same way, we encourage the campers and guests to behold the wonders of what it means to be a Christian. Through Bible study, through camp activities, worship, team building and adventure, and much more, they are invited to experience Christian life firsthand in an intentional and meaningful way. Ultimately, it is through community and relationship that trust and faith is formed. I see some of the greatest relationships formed at camp. Campers forming lifelong friends, camp staff diving into deep community as they solidify their faith and relationship with Christ alongside others walking on the same journey. Even myself, I have formed bonds so tight during my time as a summer staffer that I still stay in connection with those folks. Even finding my wife, who continues to be my partner on my faith journey. But Christ moves beyond just revealing himself as merely avoiding death, as though it were something so simple. As Jesus shares the meal with his disciples, he opens their minds to the understanding of the scriptures, revealing how his life, death, and resurrection fulfill the promise of God's redemptive plan. It is this moment of revelation that the disciples are empowered to bear witness to the transformative power of the gospel, to proclaim the fulfillment of the scriptures. It goes beyond just faith in the words of the scripture and moves to the way that we see God's redemptive plan at work in the world today. We must open our eyes to see it, to ready our hearts not only to see it, but to bring it forth. Jesus equips us with the task of experiencing his grace and resurrection and to be the grace in the world. In Acts, we witness the transformation of Peter and the early disciples. Despite their past failures and shortcomings, they are emboldened to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Their encounter with the risen Lord empowers them to share the message of repentance and forgiveness with others. Like Peter and the disciples, we are called to bear witness of God's transformative love in the world. Our journey from doubt to faith is not just for our own sake, but for the sake of all those whom we encounter. Friends, as we reflect on these passages, may we be reminded of the profound truth of Christ's resurrection. Just as Jesus appeared to the disciples in moments of doubt and uncertainty, so too does he come to us, offering us the gift of his peace and the promise of new life. As we go forth from this place today, may we embrace the resurrected Christ, allowing his presence to transform our hearts and our lives. May we, like the disciples, bear witness to the reality of his resurrection, shining the hope and joy of the gospel with all whom we encounter. Blessings on your journey. Amen.